Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Christopher Crisilius. Christopher Crisilius is a dynamic entrepreneur and visionary founder of Axon DAO, seamlessly blending his diverse expertise in technology, health, and the arts. Holding a bachelor's degree in business and fine arts from High Point University and an associate's degree in auto engineering from Paul Sale University, Christopher has consistently championed the integration of seemingly disparate fields. His passions include DeSci, DAOs, health tech, generative art, clinical research, and neuroscience, with a particular focus on the intersection of technology, health, art, data, and sound frequencies. Well, good afternoon, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Absolutely. I appreciate you making the time today, hailing out of that DC area. I'm in Kansas City, so love doing a little bit of traversing across the country today. Chris, I'm going to jump right into your first question. Your background spans technology, health, and the arts. How have these diverse fields influenced your approach to founding and leading Axon DAO?
Good question. I think that's really given me the creative, almost holistic approach to discovering a solution to problems. Not taking the traditional means, I think, has given us a different perspective and understanding being from the arts and creative side to technical and very professional. You still have the human element that I think people oversee. And I think taking this approach, a little more holistic, a little more creative, a little more scientific approach is what's needed in this day and age.
Thank you. And I think diversity, right? We both have diverse backgrounds in where we've worked, industries, and that sort of thing. But highlighting those three things, being holistic, creative, and of course, a little bit of scientific there makes all the world of a difference. So I appreciate that. And Chris, my next question for you, Axon DAO aims to democratize medical science through decentralization, challenging traditional pharmaceutical monopolies. Could you elaborate on how Axon DAO plans to achieve this transformation?
Yeah, the idea that we work with a lot of folks that are currently in the medical field, they're in the traditional system. You can tell there's a lot of frustrations, bottlenecks. We begin as to understand where those problems are and how technology can solve those problems. Now, technology is rapidly advanced over the past 10 years. We've been at it for about 12, maybe a little more. But to see the bottlenecks, the systems, I think that now there's so much more truth and tools to give you that truth about your own health, about how things work in general, that people are searching for something that's going to offer them that. And I think the time is right with technology, with the apparent need, and especially if you do a general survey of anyone in the medical industry, I think they can give you a list of 10 things that they want to scratch their head about. So we are just always going to take a pragmatic approach. This is never a find a solution and walk away. This is always going to be something that we work towards. Our strategy is really always taking the scientific approach and never just settling for what we think is correct, because things are going to continue to change and we want to change with it. But to our advantage is that we are independent. We aren't governed or managed by any VC or big tech or big pharma investor. So we can allow ourselves to take that pragmatic perspective of like how to solve the problem by eliminating all the bureaucratic issues that maybe an institution who's unfortunately having to had deal with those things for so long, that we can be more nimble. And that's really our, I think, our advantage to the most point.
Thank you, Chris. You're absolutely right. Healthcare is probably one of the most important things to us as humans individually. And there's just a lot of bottlenecks in healthcare. I worked in healthcare for many years on the tech side, by the way. So we do need to bring more transparency to healthcare and pharmaceutical. It's ripe for change. And using emerging technologies like blockchain as an example is a great way to help bring transparency to this industry and really kind of break up some of the control and monopolies, of course.
Pardon me, we're not trying to demonize or throw any sort of shade at the current industries because, you know, unfortunately, like point I just made is that they have to operate under certain restrictions and certain laws and certain responsibilities. So we, as an independent company, can show like how the use case of how these new technologies can work for them, then maybe that will just kind of, in a competitive nature, show that, hey, maybe they couldn't do this before, but now that we can show like, hey, we can do this, they can do it because we've done it, or maybe shown a case study that, hey, this can improve. So I think that just where people are lying on the sidelines is that, you know, who can do it? Who's going to take a risk? But it's just, you know, companies like us that are able to make those discoveries and show the use case. So we're proud of that. And we hope to show a guiding light for maybe some of those that are on the fringe of taking that next step and innovating with all these awesome technologies.
Absolutely. And again, to your point, it's not about throwing shade, but it is about waking people up. And it may sound kind of shakes you up the way that we talk about these things, but healthcare is ripe for disruption, period. End of story. I've been in it a long time, so we can do better. And Chris, one of Axon DAO's initiatives, Voice A+, focuses on precognitive voice analysis for early disease detection. How does this technology work and what potential impact could it have on early diagnosis and treatment?
This is great. This is something that relatively new in my understanding. First of all, I think as humans, you can tell when someone's sad or happy based on their tonality. But if you dig a little deeper and you think about, you have your vagus nerve, you have your diaphragm, you have all your internal organs that are a good indicator of how they change with your emotion, your mood, your general well-being. And that, say you are stressed, when you compare your baseline tonality to a stressed tonality, you may have a tighter inflection, a higher pitch, because your diaphragm or your vagus nerve may be tightening your organs. When you compare these things across different stages and different samples, you can really paint a picture of how someone changes. And you almost, as much as you think you could falsify that or act your voice, if you take enough samples, you're really going to get a really strong picture. And to note that there's 36 right now voice data points that can be compared, contrasted against each other. It really paints an amazing picture. And if you can just imagine how AI could differentiate these baselines with the various samples, that you're going to get a really quite amazing picture of like how your general well-being is. But just over time, you're going to just see like, okay, you know, what was the stimulus? You know, why was I stressed? And even though you may not know or know over time, if your voice is telling the story and whether you like it or not, your phone is already taking the samples from you. And whether you like it or not, I don't want to say the powers that be, but someone other than you knows how you are feeling at any given moment. Now, what we're trying to do is offer that back to the person so that they can know how others may be interpreting how their voice is over time. So it's just, all we're doing is just empowering the people, but at the same time, giving them the same technologies that other people are using. It's exciting to see that. But then when you add other products, like we have our Cure Ring, which will be able to add biometric data other than your voice to your voice analytics. So you're going to really be able to paint quite a big picture of your health just from the devices that are already doing that. So we're just basically putting that in your hands.
Yeah, no, that's great. I appreciate that. We really love talking about emerging technologies here on the podcast. And of course, what you're doing is really disrupting the healthcare space in a positive way, empowering people to leverage these technologies to improve their health and well-being, which I just totally love. So thank you. And Chris, last question of the day, upcoming projects or initiatives is Axon DAO focusing on, and how do they align with your mission to revolutionize medical science?
That's great. I'm happy to answer that one. We're working now with IRB Ethics to finalize the approval, which is pretty much it's approved, to use the data and biometric analytics for microdosing. It'll be the first microdosing psilocybin. It's an objective study. We're not telling anybody what to do. We want to onboard participants to use their voice to paint a picture. That project is called Psilosis, and it should be rolling out very soon. So we hope to incentivize people to use their voice and their biometrics to input into this system. It'll actually be the first project using voice AI, and I believe it will be the first for microdosing in the US. So it's exciting for us to be there And that project, that's something that's been near and dear to us for a while. So now we have the platform to use that. The platform that essentially is like our main platform is called CureOS. And that's where our projects will live. And that's really where all your health data will live in our ecosystem. So that's Silosis. We have the next one, which is called Feel. P-H-E-A-L. We want to use music therapy and incentivize artists and listeners alike, because obviously music has a really good place in our hearts for calming us down, relaxing, giving us energy. So we want to kind of like make a connection between those feelings that you get, I guess, from the music and giving it to the people and showing like, hey, this might help. Whether it's a medical therapist who's doing like an orchestrated sound, music, song, or some sort of thing, or if it's a individual artist or band that has songs that people really, really love. And so we want to try to make that connection and make an ecosystem and just make it really interesting and immersive for the user to feel like they're not giving their data to something. And just to note that the people participating in all of our projects will be able to delete and know they have deleted their data if they choose. We have Silosis, we have Feel. And our next one we're working with, as soon as we finish the IRB approval with our first project, will be Cannabit. We're going to be onboarding users to participate. And the apparent problem and bottleneck with people that go to seek cannabis, medical marijuana, that there really is no commonality of what you're receiving. You might get something. The best analogy I can use is if you go to a pharmacist and you just walk up and say, I need medicine, and they just give you whatever they think. You want someone to know that they're giving you something that is going to solve or help alleviate your symptoms. So that's something that we feel is like got a lot of traction. We have a lot of interest from people who stand by their products and say it's lab tested. So we can almost be a third party verifier of this new industry and making sense of this. One other project that we are working on that I'm actually really excited about is Ultra Plus V. That is a project we've pretty much been working on since our general inception. And it's to use ultrasound and various means to show stimulus, show effect. And what's really awesome is that we've met with some pioneering people. And some of these folks have, you know, retired or been in this field for most of their lives. And they're spending all their free time or retirement trying to use ultrasound to help with Alzheimer's, dementia. And there's a lot of studies about microtubules and how they are affected by ultrasound, low power ultrasound. And that really can help break up like the plaques that are emitted from when you begin the early stages of dementia or Alzheimer's, that this ultrasound, well, the theory is the ultrasound will be able to break up or awaken the dead synapses or the dying synapses and get rid of the plaque. So this is like ultrasound has been kind of like pushed to the side, sort of like all the other projects I've spoken about. And this, I feel, not only has the most positive outcome, but it could be revolutionary to show that most everyday people could do ultrasound therapy with a retail device and either relieve or suppress in some manner the onset of dementia with someone we love. And that there's options out there, and that, you know, maybe something we do here in our study here with Ultra Plus V will uncover something that might be a universal treatment to help people that have dementia and other mental ailments that are tied with this general plaque buildup, the whole thing with how that starts. So, you know, these projects are near and dear to us. We have a couple others that I probably won't get onto yet because we don't want to drown an opportunity here, but those are the ones that are about to be rolled out. Silosis should be out very, very soon. And all the other ones will be rolling out over the next few months.
That's awesome. A lot to unpack there. I'm pretty excited. You know, you highlighted four things. Obviously, Silosis is pretty cool. And that was recently approved for microdosing. But the other platforms I think is pretty cool. The Feel application, right? P-H-E-A-L for improved health and well-being through sound or music. And then Cannabit is promising as well. Get that verifiable standard for medical marijuana. And you really delved into the Ultra Plus V using ultrasound to determine health status and prognosis for dementia patients, for example. So I think that's a lot there. I'm very optimistic. I'm very excited and definitely going to have you back on the podcast in the future for sure. And Chris, it was such a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Brian. And look forward to seeing more of your podcasts.
Bye for now.